The sound of Brian Hovis hitting a croquet ball echoes across his front lawn. His home is sandwiched between some hills in Lawrence County, just outside of Louisa, on the border of West Virginia. The 51-year-old practices hitting multicolored croquet balls through a wicket.
Do you ever get any strange looks when you're practicing out here doing croquet?
I do. Yeah, people slow down. A lot of people know each other, though. It's a small community, so I'll just get some honks and some waves.
Brian wears a short-sleeved sports shirt with blue stripes and white stars, a white belt, casual blue pants, and white tennis shoes. He swings a professional mallet that he says cost about $800.
This is a 2-pound, 13-ounce mallet, and this is a carbon fiber head. It's hollow on the inside, and it has 1-inch brass inserts on each end. And those brass inserts make the mallet heavier on the ends, so when you're swinging the mallet, it helps keep the mallet's hits straight.
Brian bends at the waist with both hands gripping the top handle of the mallet, swings back between his legs, and then smoothly swings the mallet forward, hitting the croquet ball.
The same every time. You don't want too many thoughts in your head. The only thought I think while I'm hitting the ball is how far I'm going to take a backswing. How much backswing am I going to take?
Brian says he enjoys the strategy of the game, which he describes as a blend of billiards and chess. When asked how he began playing croquet, Brian gets emotional and can't speak. He learned from his father-in-law, who passed away last year. Brian's wife, April, says her husband and her dad had a special bond.
He was so supportive of my husband, and he loved the fact that he loved playing croquet. It was just something they shared together.
April and her husband travel around the country so he can compete in tournaments held by the U.S. Croquet Association, or USCA. Brian not only plays, but he's also a croquet referee, and he works part-time for USCA. He's a big reason USCA decided to hold a national croquet tournament in Moorhead at the City Park on May 28th through the 31st. Brian is the tournament director, and Dean Rowland of Moorhead is the tournament manager.
If I'm not mistaken, this is the first time a U.S. Nationals has ever been played in the state of Kentucky.
Dean's wife, Pam, also plays. She enjoys a variation of the game called golf croquet.
I played one time, and when we left, I was like, that was so much fun. I love that. And he was shocked that I loved it.
The public is invited to watch the tournament in Moorhead. He and Pam credit Moorhead Parks and Recreation for hosting the tournament.
They've been phenomenal to support this, and it's such a unique thing and a unique endeavor for a community to have. I mean, we're really proud of that.
Back in Lawrence County, Brian is practicing his swing. In 2017, he was named USCA Rookie of the Year. He says there are rarely cash prizes at tournaments. He has, though, over a dozen awards that are pieces of art, inscribed vases, and plaques. Standing near Brian's awards are the croquet mallets, balls, and wickets his father-in-law played with. His wife, April, says her father lived long enough to see Brian become a national croquet champion.
Oh, he thought that was the greatest thing ever.
Was he there to see it?
He was not, unfortunately, there to see it. But yeah. I took video and pictures, and he thought it was the best thing.
Off the beaten path in Lawrence County with croquet champ Brian Hovis, I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.